I'd like to start with a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It says in Siman Kuf Tzadi Chet, Kol Hamori Demos Al Adam Kosher Shemet, anyone who shed tears on a kosher person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sofrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts those tears, U'minichem Beit Gnozov, and puts it in his treasure house. V'yesh B'zeh Tikun L'Avon, and this helps to... to mitaken certain types of transgressions, v'hatzolil lebon of haktanim in amisa rachmon letzon, and prevents people from children dying. How much more so does this apply to a rav of a community, to a rav of your family, to a rav that has taught you Torah? The rav has been there for me for every daf of Shas, for every simon of Shulchan Aruch. There's no need for me to explain to you how great of a Rav he was. I would not do it justice. Everyone knows he was the editor of Art Scroll, and all the many things he has done, if I would just enumerate them, it would be injustice, like we're not allowed to praise God more than the Chacham told us to. What I'd like to do tonight is to share with you my personal feelings and my tragedy that has occurred to me. When I heard that the Rav died on Thursday afternoon, three things came to my mind. One, what should I do? Practically, what change was I supposed to make now? I decided not to eat meat for dinner that night, as I felt that I needed to do something. Something had to affect me. Now, this is only for me, not for anyone else. I decided that I would do Kriya, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, that when a Rav of the Shul dies, you're supposed to do Kriya from the bottom of your shirt upwards, where people don't see. This is what I felt I had to do. I felt that I needed something to do to show that this affected me. The second thing that came to my mind is what I did not ask for the Rav for Mechila this past year. Normally, every Rosh Hashanah, I go to the Rav, and as I normally do, I ask him for Mechila. For any sins I might have done, I'm in very close contact with the Rav. I mention his name a lot, and you never know. And every year, the Rav kind of grills me. Why are you asking me chila? Did you do anything wrong? I said, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And it would take about 10 minutes to ask mechila from the Rav. And this past year I decided, you know what? I just don't have the time. And I didn't. And I felt a little bad that I didn't. You know, this was his last year. But I can tell you that I don't feel so bad because I know I treated the Rav with the full respect I could have done. In all the years that I knew the Rav, I don't believe I ever did anything wrong. I believe I treat him with the proper respect that Rav should have. The third thing that came to my mind was the loss. Not just for the community, the shul, for his family, but for me personally. You see, the most important thing for the Rav was teaching, learning Torah in the shul. He wanted it more than anything else. He pushed me to teach here, and we had a deal. The deal was originally the Rav offered me money. Maybe he'd pay me to teach. I had a relatively big crowd. And I said, no, I don't want money. So he asked, what do you want? What can I push you? What can I give for you that you come teach in the shul? And I told him I want his time. Something more important than money. I wanted his personal time. I wanted to be able to sit with him and ask questions on everything we learned. And when I went through Shas, every Shabbat, Shalosh Shudas, we sat upstairs. Me and the Rav personally had a very small Shalosh Shudas. Sometimes Moshe Berg joined us. And it was just, I got to ask everything I wanted. When we got to learning Shulchan Aruch, I said, I want it more official. I want it more professional. I want to send every question I have, and I wanted to answer it, because I wanted to put it on the board outside to promote this year. I have over 1,000 questions with me and the Rav, and it's stuck on almost every simon in Shulchan Aruch. More than a sefer's worth. I plan to give this, all these questions, the answers, God willing, blinet, I plan to give to the Rebbetzin. May she only know Simcha. Maybe she would like to publish a sefer on it or not. I had a very close relationship with the Rav. I am a Talmud of Rav Chaim Zev Melunitz Zatzal. I say I am because I am. I'm not in the past, but I am currently learning from him. How am I currently learning from him? Because I remember recently after it was Nifter, so all these things came to my mind, And I sent to Rabbi Binyamin Jacobson, the Rav of the Shul now, some suggestions. And Rav Jacobson felt that some of the suggestions were not proper. And, okay, the Rav of the Shul, I say, you know what, I'm curious what the Rav would say. Let me ask the Rav. But can't ask the Rav. The Rav has passed away. He's dead already. He had been dead already about 4 hours. But I said, you know what, I have on my database, I have all the questions in Shulchan Aruch. Let me just find that siman in Shulchan Aruch where it deals with it, and let me see what the Rav held. And lo and behold, I'd like to read from you. I found it. I found the siman where the question was, and Rav Jacobson was 100% correct. This is exactly what the Rav holds. The question is asked on Simon Shin Mem Dalet. Discusses the halachas of Hespedim. It says that if the Av Beis Din dies, the Rav of the community, that everyone in the city has to change their seats in shul. So I asked the Rav, logically, the Rav of a Kehillah is like the Rav of a community. Is this such a minhag that when the Rav of the shul dies, that people in the shul should change their seats? It was a very similar question that I had suggested. And the Rav in his... You know, the Rav is very, at least for me at least, he's a little bit of a comedian. He always answered all the questions with a little bit of comedy. He answers, no, this is not the minhag. And he says, no one has that kind of authority anymore as they used to be, not even Rav Milinowitz in BTYA, meaning even himself. And then he says, thanks a lot, Napoleon. I mean, Napoleon was the last person who had that kind of authority. I mean, he had this, but... In the question itself, he's already talking about himself, that when that time would come, which it came now, that certain minhagim are not to be followed, even though it's said in the Shulchan Aruch. I am still learning from the Rav. I am still a Talmud from him. So the question is, what should we do now? What would the Rav would have wanted? It's very simple to me. The Rav pushed for everything I know about teaching and learning in the shul. He wanted the shul to be packed. He wanted night seder to be full. That's what the Rav wanted. This is the way, I believe, how we can honor the Rav after his death. I would like to make a suggestion. Only people are interested. You know, I used to give a shir at night here. I do give one in the morning. But if people are interested, I was thinking maybe of coming back and giving my 8:30 shir at night here, again, if people are interested. I was thinking maybe we could learn Hilchas Avelis, like a carbon. You know, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash anymore. And the Gemara says, well, if you can't bring carbonos, what should you do? You should learn about carbonos. Learning about carbonos is like bringing a carbon. So the same thing about Avelis as well, even though maybe we're not related to Rav Milinowitz, and we're not Avelim, by learning Hilchas Avelis could be similar to, in fact, keeping Avelis for cover of the Rav. We could learn maybe Hilchas Kibud Avim, which deals with the lachas of honoring a rabbi. We could learn about Hilchas Evan Ezer. Evan Ezer, I know, was the Rav's expertise. Every time I asked him a question, Evan Ezer, his eyes were brightened up. He was, you know, based in Muncie. He dealt a lot with these issues. All I'm suggesting is the Rav passed away. The way to remember him, the way to give kibud to him, is to mechazek the learning in the shul. It doesn't have to be through me, it could be through any other means, but I know that's what meant the most to the Rav. I just like to finish with that and say that may his family, the Rebbetzin, only know simcha, and we will never be able to fulfill the loss that we had, but we should be able to become talmidim of his. Even after death, we can still learn. Okay.